Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Chaf Dalav Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we learned about include several questions regarding the halacha of hakli mitzaref mashal b'teich l'kodesh. In kodesh foods, if there are many pieces of one utensil, they all become tamei when one of them contracts tumah, because the kli combines them to be considered as one piece. Kli mitzaref heichu d'lo nagi adadi. The kli combines even foods that are not touching to be considered as one piece. Tzarech l'kli kli mitzarfei, ain't tzarech l'kli, ain't kli mitzarfei. The kli combines only food that needs to be in the kli, but the kli does not combine food that does not need to be in the kli. The question of isarin shacholkor v'nichoy bevisa, ma'o likmitz mizalza. Does the kli combine two chatzi esroinus for kemitza, and the kohen can separate the kemitz from one chatzi esroin for both chatzi esroinus or not? The question of savaloi tama oiloi. Does a second tama take effect on an item that is already tama? The machleik is in the case of Isarin Shacholkoi v'Oved Echad Mehen, v'Hifrish Achar Tachta v'Nimtza HaRishon v'Arishloshtim Monochim Bevisa. If the Isarin was split into two parts, and one Chatzi Isarin was lost, and they put in a replacement Chatzi Isarin, and the lost Chatzi Isarin was then found, and now all three Chatzi Isarinus are in one Kli, but only two Isarinus are needed for the Mincha.